The shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, that left at least 26 people dead comes just a month after the massacre in Las Vegas, in which the shooter killed 58 people. And it's raised a question: do mass killings beget more mass killings in a copycat effect? Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, has been looking into that and joins us now. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And it does seem like we're seeing more of these mass shootings than ever. Is that true? Can you put this latest tragedy in context?
Sure. 26 people, as you said, shot dead in Sutherland Springs. 58 people, as you said, shot dead in Las Vegas on October 1st of this year. And then 49 people shot dead in Orlando on June 12th of last year. Those are three of the five worst mass shootings in modern U.S. history, and they all happened in the last 2 years. Two of them occurred within the same 2 months. So these statistics should simply make us wonder whether there is some sort of social influence, some sort of contagion effect that is at play here.
And what does the research say about that?
There's a 2015 paper out of Arizona State University. It's called Contagion in Mass Killings and School Shootings. And it says, yes, there is some evidence that mass shootings occur in bunches because they infect one another. They infect potential murderers, not unlike a disease. The direct quote from the abstract of that paper is the following, quote, "We find significant evidence that mass killings involving firearms are incented by similar events in the recent past." This is not an extraordinary finding. Suicide has been tied to this sort of social influence. Terrorism has been tied to this sort of social influence. It is pretty well established that all sorts of events, positive and negative, can spread through contagion through mass media, such that one extremely popular, well-distributed event suggests that other people follow up. So it's a rather bold finding, but it's definitely in keeping with previous research findings.
On the other hand, I can hear people saying, well, the shooting that just happened in Sutherland Springs had nothing to do with the shooting that happened in Las Vegas.
Of course, it is possible that this is coincidence. And that is the reason why I think that the answer is we should study this question more. Tornadoes have been about as deadly as mass shootings in the U.S. in the last half century. We spend millions and millions of dollars studying tornadoes, studying how they happen, where they're about to occur, how we can predict where they're about to move. If mass shootings are another phenomenon that are capable of being studied, we should be spending millions of dollars on these. And instead, we have sort of scattered research. We have one analysis by Mother Jones, one analysis by the Minnesota Department of Corrections. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they don't. But we should be spending more, I think, on figuring out exactly how mass shootings happen and why they seem, and I want to emphasize seem, why they seem to cluster, whether there is some sort of contagion event, whether they are infectious, or whether it is, as you suggested, a mere statistical coincidence.
Well, a lot of people are asking a lot of questions today after what happened in Sutherland Springs, and I want to listen to one of those questions. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, was on CBS this morning, and Gail King, the host there, asked him what could be done to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people like the man who was apparently behind this attack. Let's listen to their exchange.
We all agree praying and hugs are very good, but what can we do to keep these weapons out of people that you were saying yourself are evil? What can we do about that?
Well, and the important thing is if you go back to early times of this world, to the times of yesterday and last week, evil exists in this world. And as what the, I'm going to use the words of the citizens of Sutherland Springs themselves, and that is they want to work together for love to overcome evil. And you do that by working with God.
So notably, no mention of gun control there. Do you think, Derek, after what we saw in Las Vegas, and we've noted that there hasn't been any action on bump stocks at the federal level since then, that after what we just saw in Sutherland Springs, that there will be any action on gun control?
I'll be very blunt, Jeremy. The answer is no. The U.S. Constitution puts the right to own a gun right next to the freedom of speech and religion, and the Bill of Rights has an unambiguous amplifying effect. The First Amendment has made free speech abundant in the U.S., and the Second Amendment has made guns abundant in the U.S. And here is a simple fact that is true both between states and between countries. Where there are more guns, there are more gun-related deaths. The U.S. rates of firearm homicide, child firearm mortality, and gun-related suicide are several times higher in the U.S. than they are in any other industrialized country. Here is a striking fact. The U.S. is home to 5% of the world's population under 15. And we are home to 90% of the world's unintentional firearm fatalities involving that age group. Is that because America's kids are 15 times more likely to misuse a gun? Is it because they are 15 times more likely to have mental health problems? No. They simply have an order of magnitude better access to guns than children of similar ages around the world, and seven-year-olds do not know how to handle a firearm, and that is why we are home to 5% of the world's population under 15 and 90% of the world's unintentional firearm fatalities.
Derek Thompson at The Atlantic, thank you. It's Here and Now.